I hope this works. It will work. It always does. More or less.
All
right. I'm putting away the notes, though. Really. Can I take them with me? I'll find them. So, why don't you introduce yourselves? Because
sure.
I mean, we just did that, but double is better.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, you want to start in any particular order, maybe?
No, I don't like.
Okay. Hey, my name's John.
I'm Noah.
I'm Aaron, and we are.
Young Rivals!
How long did you practice for that one?
That just happened. That's how quick-witted we are.
Yeah, we've been hanging out together a very long time. That's what that is.
How long have you known each other?
Oh, well, actually, I've known this guy since the summer of grade 8.
Yeah, I think we just figured out that we've known each other maybe half our lives.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I've only known these guys for 10 years, so...
They're young friends. There's the question, how old are you? Because if you say half of your lives and you say 10 years, right, I'm not that good at math. But right. let's skip that question, though.
47.
47. I don't believe you. So you just said this is your first time in Berlin?
Yeah.
Is it your first time in Europe at all?
We've been here one other time, so we did a tour throughout some European countries about 2 years ago with some friends of ours from a band in Toronto called Born Ruffians. And this is our first time, though, doing any German shows. So this is our first German show tonight.
Do you know why you skipped Germany last time?
Yeah, the Born Ruffians were doing some shows there, and it's a very unexciting reason. I think there wasn't, like, a support budget, so they couldn't bring a band with them for the German portion. So we just did, like, France and Luxembourg, UK...
Interesting that those things are separate.
Yeah.
So you just chilled out somewhere for a week and then they came back? And
yeah, exactly. We hung out in Paris
for a few beautiful days in Paris. It was kind of like a nice little mini vacation in the middle of a tour. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to complain there, I guess.
No.
You went back then, you went under a different name, right?
There was a time, yes.
Yeah.
In a land before our time.
Yeah, we used to be called many years ago the Riot Theory, and we used to have another guitarist, Aaron's cousin Kyle, and we played in that band around our hometown in Canada quite a bit.
Okay. Now you're a Young Rival, and I hear your sound is very much very different.
Over the years, it's in our minds sort of been a natural progression, but I could see, I think if you went back and heard Riot Theory stuff and put it up against what we do now, you would probably think they're two completely different bands. And I think they are musically, we changed the name for a reason. We felt like we were taking a new direction. So, yeah.
It's interesting that you went through such a big step, because I feel like changing your name means that people won't recognize you anymore. Did you take that into account?
Definitely. Yeah, we just kind of did it because we almost sort of wanted to do that. It felt like we wanted like a fresh start, just kind of do something a little different and just build it up for what it was, rather than kind of relying on what we had done with the band prior. So we just kind of wanted it to be its own thing. People who knew about it, and I guess maybe we lost some people on the periphery, you know, but like, I mean, those people, you know, yeah, really. You know, it wasn't like a big deal.
Okay. You know? So you weren't forced to change your name because of some weird, someone else had the same name, and you're like,
I think we just started feeling kind of goofy about it. As the old, you know, I don't know. Some of our fans were really mad that we changed the name because they really liked the name. Because a name's just a name and it sounds so dumb. But I think at the time we changed it, we just kind of felt like we needed a different name.
Okay. How did Young Rivals come about then? Where you're just sitting around being like, we need something different. And then it just started?
Or? I think we just, when we renamed the band, it just represented like an attitude and an approach that we had at the time. And it kind of summed things up well. So that's how we came up with it.
Okay. You said it was a natural progression, the sound-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I think over a period of time, it's fair to say that. From our perspective, it was, I think it was pretty natural.
Why didn't you start out playing that music then?
That's a good question. I'll have to go back. I was this, that goes back to these guys before I even met them and was playing with the Riot Theory. So
he'll be the guy with that answer.
Why did we not just start playing the music that... Well, I mean, I think we just kind of arrived where we arrived after an amount of time where we were just like, yeah, you know, like, we just wanted to take the band more seriously, kind of, like, step things up a little bit. And we also figured that maybe, like, I'd kind of wanted to change the name, like, for a while. And I was like, if we don't do this now, we're never going to be able to do it. Or it's not going to be a good idea to do it. So we just kind of did it. And we were like, yeah, let's do it. And we also had some other things going on in the periphery with ourselves in the way that we were doing things. And we were just like, yeah, let's just switch it up, you know, change her up, get her going.
Has it been good to you? Are you glad you took the...
Yeah, like, to be honest, it was like many years ago now that we've changed it. So I, like, this feels like Young Rival is its own thing, and I think the last like several years have felt really great, and things are only growing. So
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was about 6 years.
We're just
ago.
Happy to be in this band now. It doesn't really matter what.
No regrets at all.
Sweet, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So how do you what influenced you to make that music you make right now?
I think it's a huge mix of things. Our older music came from lots of inspiration from older kind of 60s garage rock and surf inspiration. And then our newer stuff, I mean, personally, we listen to, we always just say it's a really lame answer, but whatever is good music to us, it's inspiring. It's a really, it's a bland answer, but it's an honest one. And if we find a song, it might be a Roy Orbison tune that inspires us. Orbison, or it might be it might be like a Queens of the Stone Age track, or it might be whatever kind of catches you and inspires you to write a song, and it might be something that's not even musical that inspires you. So wide range.
How do you write your songs then?
A lot of the times I'll come in with ideas and present them, and then we'll develop them together. Yeah, Noel will put his touches on them, John puts his touches on them, and we just kind of build things up.
So it's a democratic process, or...?
Everything we do is very democratic, yeah.
I think that's the key to being in a successful... Not even successful band, but just the key to being in a band that doesn't break up and kill each other.
We stay democratic about our morning shower processes and about...
Driving schedules,
everything. Who gets the single bed that night. Yeah, and if you aren't democratic about that, you probably just break up after a couple of years.
Yeah.
So you all put in like equal amount of stuff, I guess, then.
Yeah, I think that since we've kind of known each other so long and have been doing this for years now, like we have a really solid idea of who handles what, be it musically or with just kind of, you know, running this whole machine. So I think we're really good, and like very each of us brings like some specialized like things to the table, and it's just like it really meshes quite well.
How would you introduce your latest album to someone who's never heard of you before?
Like genre wise, or
like in general, like get them to buy your album.
Oh, it's a fun party summer album, you know. Really, it's a rock and roll record, you know. I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just making fun party rock and roll music that you'd want to listen to in the sun while drinking a beer, I think, you know?
You picked a good day for that.
Yeah.
when you write your music, do you write it to be played live or for the CD, kind of?
I don't know. It's maybe a bit of a mix. I think we focus usually on the song itself, and if we feel like collectively it's a good song, then you know, I think we in the past we have tried both approaches. Like we've tried to write energetic songs that we know will go over really well live. But I think usually we just pick what we feel are the best songs and we put those on the albums.
Yeah, I think we've like especially lately as a band, like you know. You can only play so many shows a year. You can only tour certain areas of the world so much. So it matters to have, like, it matters that the content you have is, like, things you're happy with just in and of themselves, just because you can't, you know, that's your legacy will be, like, what is on record. It won't be what you do at shows. But we love playing shows. So that is something that's really important to us. And we do like to test out material before we decide to put it on a recording. So yeah, we kind of, I guess, yeah, we go back and forth on that.
Would you consider yourself a live band then? Like
definitely, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just what we love doing the most. Like we love the energy of the of live performance, and we've always been a live band. I think we've always thought of ourselves as that.
Yeah.
So you're from Canada, and how does I'm just interested in how does Canada treat young bands? Like, how is it to be?
Well, in some respects, it's there's a pretty awesome granting system that's always sort of under a constant threat from the government of being cut. But there are some pretty good grants available to young bands for things like tour support or for music videos or recording an album. And those things are extremely helpful, I think, to bands that don't have the money to otherwise fund stuff like that. So in that sense, it can be really good. I think, you know, the music scene is, lots of cities have cool music scenes, but it's just such a vast spread out country, geographically speaking, that to tour, it can be kind of tricky to connect all the dots. It takes a lot of time and work. But yeah, I think overall, like the communities that we've stumbled upon have been very supportive and friendly and helpful, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great place to kind of hone your craft, I guess. But it's just like such a huge place, and to tour it is very difficult because there's just so few people that live in the place. I mean, like in all of Canada, there's as many people that live in California as do in our whole country. And our country is much larger than California is. So taking that into consideration, there's just the opportunity to have a career strictly in Canada is difficult. So it does nurture bands in a certain way, but at the same time, if you really want to take things seriously, you have to leave Canada.
So have you played out in the complete boonies of Canada?
Oh, yeah.
We recently did our most recent trip to the boonies was we did a tour of Quebec, which is a primarily French-speaking province in Canada. And we went pretty far north. The most northern port we went to was called Chicoutimi. And the night that we played, it was negative 31 degrees. It was the coldest was I think we've all individually felt in Canada.
Yeah.
Celsius. Zero maybe. So that was, and that was, but those, I don't know, it's kind of a fun adventure to go to places that, like
and,
that.
Yeah, and Canada is like, it's an amazing country. Like, I think we're really proud to be from there. And it's amazing that it's so vast, so large, but there's something very unifying throughout, like, all the people. Like, mm-hmm. there is a real distinct feel of, like, Canadianness, and we're very happy to be from there. But, yeah, it comes with its challenges for getting out and about to tour.
So I guess you've seen most of the American mainland, then?
Yeah, we've done some touring throughout, like, the United States. We haven't done, like, the East Coast of the U.S., but we've seen a lot of the continent for sure.
What did you like the most?
In the States? The West Coast of the States is pretty great.
Yeah.
Like San Francisco, like California.
But then again, I also love the East Coast.
Yeah.
New England is really beautiful. New York City is great. I don't know. Yeah, they're both...
Montreal. I don't know.
Every city is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could pick a favorite.
Yeah.
What have your greatest life memories been like? What is the is there one that you like when you go on stage you're like this is how it's gonna be like this is what I want it to be
like so show wise specifically like maybe, good shows
I remember there's one that we talk about sometimes it was this show it was our first big support tour so we were opening for a bigger Canadian band called the Sadies and we played the show in Vancouver and it was at like a very famous venue that's now closed and it was just like a show where like. You almost didn't even remember it, but everything was perfect and like well received. It was just like there was just like magic in the air for it. So I always think back on that show as being like a maybe the best show we've ever played.
I also we also got to more recently play our hometown Coliseum in Hamilton.
Oh yeah,
opening for our friends the Sheepdogs from Canada when they came through and they had booked a show at a smaller venue and it sold out and so they kept on bumping up venues until they got to the Coliseum. So it was pretty cool to be able to walk down the street and play like an arena. That was a pretty surreal moment for me.
Yeah, that's great.
You do this full time by now, or are you still? I don't know if you still go to university or.
No, we're graduated, so we do it like we're. This is our prime. This is the prime objective of our life for sure. So
we still get some jobs on the side here. We're juggling, yeah.
Yeah, but we're getting closer to it being a full time thing. So okay. It's good.
So Sam, would you call that your goal to have that as a thing?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, if that's like. That's just touring for 9 months of the year. That's all right by me too, and getting the job doing whatever for three. But yeah, for sure, man.
Is there anything else? Like, do you want to reach some musical state or whatnot, or is it just?
I think you just always. I think the goal of any band is to reach as many people as they can. Like, I think if bands say they don't want that, they're either lying or they're in like the most like experimental performance music. Like, I think we want to be a big band and we want to have good output and create good and interesting things and make a living doing that. I would say that's kind of our overall goal.
It's a nice and solid, honest goal.
Yeah.
There's no bullshit about it.
Yeah. It's
good.
And we want to work hard. Like, I think we're from a very working class city and, like, we're proud to be from there, and it's a city where people work very hard, and we just want to continue to get some opportunities and work hard for every success that we get. So that's why we're here, yeah. Giving it a shot.
Yeah, very, very. Been at her a while, so.
Is there any place you still want to go? Where you like?
We just went to Italy.
Where did you go?
Italy. Italy was really cool. We did Italy, Switzerland, and we've been all over Europe. So like in terms of.
I would love to do some shows in South America, and yeah, I don't know, because I don't think too many North American bands go south, and I know some cities and areas are more safe than others, but I know there's tons of music lovers down there that are really into rock and roll and garage rock type stuff, so that's always at the back of my mind. I think it would be a cool place to go to visit, but also to do shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you've never done anything in Japan or China, though. So.
That'd be really cool.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I know.
I guess that's the real, really cool thing about like being in a band and touring, that you get to see so much stuff. Like, do you actually get to see stuff, or do you spend most of the time in the bus
really
or
depends.
In the van?
Yeah. The thing that I think we all really love about it is, even if you only are in a city for a night, like you're meeting people that are like your age and that have similar interests. So you go out to like. Really cool spots that you would probably never find as a tourist who's just like setting up shop for 12 hours in a city. So you get like a really unique perspective on each city you go to. But there are, like the other day we played Vienna and it was just crazy long drive. We played the show, we went to the hotel, we left the next day. So we're in this like beautiful world-class city and like we saw absolutely nothing. So that stuff happens, but then you might get 3 days off in Paris and you can do that. So, like, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I take 3 days off in Paris.
Yeah.
No surprise gigs?
No.
No street gigs either?
No, not yet.
I might say I'm a bit jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta see a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty much all of Canada, a lot of the US, the UK. We haven't gone to Ireland yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Gotta do that in the UK. Lots of Europe. Yeah, so we've gotten to see quite a lot from playing in a band.
Pretty cool. You got a pretty nifty music video. Did you come up with the idea?
Yeah, after seeing, like, I'd come across a Flickr gallery of James Coons. He's the artist in the video. He paints his own face. And so I found his, like, Flickr gallery, and then the idea sort of came to me just as I was looking through the photos. And I emailed him, and we had lots of back and forth, and he was up for a collaboration. So, yeah, but he did them all, and then I did the editing, and then, it turned out far beyond our expectations as far as the way it was received.
Did you pick the faces he wanted to do himself, or
yeah,
did
he
you
did everything.
Give him input?
Like the idea I proposed to him was basically, can you lip sync your song to as many faces as you're willing to paint? And I kind of said, you know, like, I wish we could pay you properly for your time. We, being an independent band, we had limited financial resources. We were able to give him some money for the supplies and a bit of his time, but the guy is very talented and he definitely deserves you know, I think more, it's just a hobby for him, his artwork. He has a day job too, like us, so.
What is your favorite out of the faces?
There's a few that crack me up. The popcorn guy was creative. There's the one that just makes me laugh every time is like, it's just the second, there's, I think there's two turkeys. And both turkeys are pretty funny.
Yeah.
What is your favorite?
I really like the one that's like the still, he's kind of like purple and he's got all these little like spots on him.
The bubble?
Yeah, it's just so weird, but it looks really cool.
It's just the creepiest thing. Yeah. And like the juxtaposition of like that song and how creepy the video is just makes it like the weirdest thing to look at in general. I like the turkey too.
My favorite is the Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element.
Are you like you said you're an independent band. Do you want to stay that way? Or would you be like open to changes in that direction?
I guess like technically we're in Canada, we're on an indie label, and in Belgium now we're on an indie label. But we still, yeah, I guess by saying we're an indie band, you know, we still have that very DIY work ethic and pursuit, and we do a lot, like we still make our own videos and we do a lot of the work ourselves for, you know, for what we do. But no, I don't think we're not necessarily against, if something made sense and it was going to help us get to a better spot, we obviously entertain that thought. If it was something as far as, you know, bigger opportunities for us, I think. You kind of just take it as it comes and try to figure out what's best for the band.
Yeah.
That's true. You got to keep control.
Yeah. As long as you can do that, you're on it.
Okay. Cool. Would you like to advertise your album? Quick, long, however long you want to take.
Like on here?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have another song proposal or something?
You'd like to play the song, kind
no,
of?
No, just or wait, that's another good question. If I had to pick one song of the album, except for two reasons, because I guess that's the most known one,
mm-hmm.
which one should I play?
Yeah.
Black is good.
Do you want to go with Black is Good? Sure, yeah, Black is Good.
Black is Good. And
we're actually about to do a video for it right when we get back home, and
it's just like a really catchy song that I think people have been gravitating towards live, and we've really enjoyed playing it live. And I think maybe once we put a video, hopefully it gets a bit more attention too. Definitely deserves it.
So, as a closing thing, two closing things. First off, if you were legally forced to completely change your music style. Where would you go?
I thought you were gonna go with if you're forced to kill one other guy.
Okay, we can. One piece of your band can survive, the other one gets cancer. Which
one do you think? So it's time to form alliances really quickly.
Yeah, big time. You start really thinking about
the
dynamics.
Changing the musical stuff.
If we had to change it,
to something very specifically, what would it be?
I honestly, I'd probably just go and do something. Well, it would be cool to invent like a new genre, but that's hard to do. I'd probably just pick something, whatever, like completely electronic. And I know that's still a vague statement, but I would enjoy the process of making and touring with, like, you can make music on your laptop and then just tour with a laptop. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I'd probably go something electronic too. It'd just be so much easier than carrying all this stuff. But I think it'd be interesting too.
After we say we're such hardworking musicians, like, you know what? All this stuff is just way too much work.
Well, that's allowed. Yeah. As long as you work hard, you can complain about it.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. All right.
Would you pick something different?
I don't know. I that's hard to say. Maybe just like strip things down. And do something really different. I don't know what it would be though exactly.
Well, you can take a guitar and buy a Eurotrain ticket and then just ride that throughout the country.
Yeah.
Okay. And then last, if you would like to like advertise your album.
Sure. So do you want like
like a just, Sunday?
I don't know. Like
Sunday,
if you want to do that. No, just like a closing thing.
Okay.
Like,
okay. All right. Well, hey, we've been Young Rival, and thank you for listening. And you should try to go and track down a copy of Stay Young. Even if you download it and steal it, we won't really care. Our label might, but.
Yeah.
But they might not be listening to this.
They might not be listening to this. So. Sorry, Philippe.
But yeah, check it out. Have some friends over. Have a couple beers. Hopefully, the sun's shining. And.
don't forget to stay young.
There you go. Da, 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 da,
da, da. Nailed it.
Very nice. Very nice.